T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and called good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I would like to just, as everybody is out on lunch, I would like to say, if it snowed in your area this morning, I don't know, did you get snow in your area this morning?
I had ice.
You had ice?
Yes.
Okay, did you?
We had some snow this morning.
Yeah, and it was like at the worst possible time.
Because trying to get the kids out to the bus stop.
Yeah, it was like right when the kids are getting dropped off for school. And I will say this, for anybody that has a teacher in their life, like you have a buddy, a neighbor, a significant other, get them a drink if it was snowing in the area where their kids are going to school. Because I will tell you this, those kids, it's like giving them speed before you're sending them into school. They just were all, every kid that was walking into that school this morning was wound up. And it was, I was like, guys, this isn't going to stick. They're like making plans for snowmen at recess. And I'm like, guys, no, first of all.
So you're saying there's a chance.
First of all, you live in Oregon. So if there's any chance that this stuff is sticking beyond 10 seconds, they're canceling school. Second, it ain't going to be snowy when you're out there for recess. So I feel for teachers out there.
Yeah.
I feel for all the teachers out there.
I feel for all the teachers on a normal day, let alone snow days or potential snow days.
Oh, man.
I looked at the I was watching League Pass last night.
Ooh, NBA League Pass.
You know, I'm a habitual abuser of League Pass. But the puppies had to go outside.
The puppies.
You know, it's like, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I open the door, put them out, and the whole back deck's frozen. And I'm like, this doesn't look good. So I grab the old weather app. It says potential snow over the next like 3 days, and I'm like, oh no,
that's not good.
No, and I start thinking about it, like,
that's great.
What is our backup plan
for work?
For yeah,
get your ass in here.
You get here.
Yeah,
I remember years ago we had a bad snowstorm and everybody else bailed on it, and I managed to make it in my front wheel drive PT Cruiser. Yeah. Like, really, come on, guys.
Let me tell you about that 08. The big one, the big snowstorm that we had?
Yeah.
It was like when I was first starting, and damn it, the people needed their ACC basketball on on like a Tuesday night. And so I had to get down to the station in my Ford Focus.
Yes.
Yeah, right? So I'm going, do I have change? That's a silly question.
I just got
out of college. No. Was I prepared?
Chains?
Was I prepared? Yes, because I got my car stuck. And
did you have the kitty litter?
No. Did I have kitty litter? No. What I had was a sand wedge and a road flare, and I got my car unstuck, and I got into work using that sand wedge and the road flare. I chipped the ice down, and I was melting, and then I'd chip away, and then I'd melt, and I got out of there, and I didn't have another problem. That car was a warrior. Honestly, that car was probably one of the best cars I ever had because it fixed itself. One night, we left my car at a bar on Super Bowl Sunday, and because we walked home, because it was Super Bowl Sunday. You know? We come back in on Monday, and my car had, like, somebody had run into my car.
I was like, awesome.
Oh, this sucks. Had a big old dent in my rear bumper. We drive back to the house. I had some buddies that were in town. And all of a sudden, it sounded like a gunshot outside
it
of our house.
It popped out.
It popped out on its own. Car fixed itself. It was a miracle. That car was amazing. Another time, it was like rattling. It was like a couple of weeks. I'm like, yeah, I'm probably going to have to get this one fixed, right? Mm-hmm. Check engine light comes on. And I was like, oh, damn, this is not good.
Rip.
Go inside, come back out, start the car, purr like a kitten. Rattle, gone, check engine light, turned
off. Just had a cough and cleared throat.
I have no idea what happened. It was a couple of weeks. I had another buddy who got in the car one time, and it was like running pretty loud. I was like, man, I got to get the oil change. And he's like, cool, let's go. I get the oil change. He goes, I've never heard a vehicle change as much as this one when you get the oil change. And I was like, look, this is the standard 3,000 miles, too. I wasn't running this thing like 8,000 miles on oil. It just loved a little tender love and care. Best car I ever had. Best car I ever had, the Focus. R.I.P. Focus.
Listen,
we had to get rid of it when my wife was expecting our first child, and all of a sudden the smell of gasoline came through the vents. Figured that was probably it for it.
Yeah. Was it a hatchback?
No.
Okay, so I had the yellow hatchback.
Mm.
And my wife hated that car. I had it when we first started dating. And I had that and I had the truck.
Yeah. Hold on. Hatchback Focus?
Yep.
Yellow?
Yep.
Damn. If you drove by me in that, I'd be like, that guy likes techno.
I had the truck and my gas mileage was awful. And I was like, I just need something with better gas mileage. And I found an old retired Marine. Had basically a brand new car for next to nothing. I was like, I'll take that.
Yeah, dude.
I have no shame. But what ended up happening was like it ran perfectly. It ran fine. My wife hated it, though, because it basically looked like if you like cut out like corners of a paper plate, put them on each side and a little black tail, it looked like Pikachu.
Okay, like, that's a Pokemon reference.
Yes.
I get Pokemon references
there you go.
Now.
Especially a Pikachu one. Like that's mainstream Pokemon.
Yeah. Well, my kids tell me about it. I didn't even know what a Pikachu was.
Oh, you didn't?
Dude,
did you never go catch them all?
Missed it.
Oh, man.
Missed that.
I wasn't a big right Pokemon fan, but like that seems like it would stumble like right down Ashland is in the world of like
that,
get super faded and go catch Pokemon.
Yeah, that wasn't that didn't exist when I was in college.
Okay.
No, that was after. A little bit after.
That's true. That's a little bit later. But I say all this, the seat bracket broke. So my wife used to say, when the seat bracket broke, I'd be driving. I had to like engage the core around the corners. Like I had to really just.
the old balance ball that you were sitting on.
Yeah. And I was like, I was really like getting
That's
a
fantastic.
Good workout in. It was great. And
little clown cars.
It was at that point. She goes, you need a new car.
No.
And then I joined the Ford Fusion cult.
All right. Well, hey, reliable, reliable Ford Fusion, reliable Ford Focus. There we go. This segment brought to you by Built Ford Tough, which there will obviously be people that be like, Chevy. Dodge.
Listen, I was a diehard bow tie guy. I was a Chevy guy my whole life. Now everything I own is Ford.
That's
not true. The Nissan. So,
I am a big customer service guy.
Mm.
And we bought both of our vehicles from Vancouver Ford.
Mm.
So that's why I have zero loyalties here in the car game.
Listen, you and I are both Fusion boys now.
Yeah, I have. My wife drives a Fusion.
I drive it every now and then.
I'll haul in on the old Fusion. But yeah, we both of our cars are Fords because of customer service more than anything. I don't care. I really don't care.
I moved on from the Focus to the Fusion.
Yeah.
And again, I unfortunately find these old couples and I take advantage of them.
Wow.
That's how this goes.
Yeah. That's
a elderly woman had broken her back and could not drive anymore.
Back is broken.
Yes, broken.
Wow.
And spinal.
So you lowballed an elderly woman with a broken back?
It had 4,600 miles on it. It was basically brand new.
Oh, that's worth it then.
Yeah, that's what I said. And so I blue booked it, and I'm like, this is insane. It was worth like $20,000, and I got it for like $12,000. And I was like, because they just needed the money and they needed to get rid of the car. And I was like, I will help you with this situation. And I get a little bit of like,
wait, you spun this as you're helping her?
Yeah.
Like you're playing some sort of hero here?
Well, I showed up and there's a Vanity Trailblazers plate on the car. I have people ask me all the time, like, oh, did you get that? I'm like, no, it actually came with the car. And that's when I knew, like, that was God's way of telling me that you need to take advantage of this old woman.
Okay.
Perfect, right?
That was... the Lord works in mysterious ways for Dan Morang. I think we're finding that out right now.
Just saying.
So that's very Hugh Freeze of you.
Yeah.
God was telling me to call all those escorts. So that's why I did that at Ole Miss.
over and over again.
Oh, man. Okay. Text line is here, 503-250-1080. That 2008 snowstorm, my mom got stuck in her two-wheel drive, so I took out my four-wheel drive Ford Ranger, and I got myself stuck.
That day,
I learned some vehicles, you have to manually lock the hubcaps and enable 4x4. Just switching the button doesn't quite do it.
More often than not, though, you also get the, I got a 4x4, I can do it. And I'm like, do you know how many people I saw in North Dakota just end up in a ditch over and over again? It's like, nah, this is not going to go the way you think it is, guys.
Meanwhile, the guy with the road flare and a sand wedge, he got himself
also,
out.
The Let's front, go.
That's the best wedge work I've ever had,
Listen,
too.
The front-wheel drive, two-wheel drive cars, some of the best things you can have to drive on the ice.
Sure. I'll take your word for
it. I'm telling you.
I'll take your word for it right now.
Because when you start getting four wheels slipping, that's even less traction.
Oh, man.
It's a problem.
Ooh, here it is. Ford, fix or repair daily. F-O-R-D.
There's also the F-O-R-D for effed over rebuilt Dodge. Found on road dead.
There you go.
I used to know all these. I was a Chevy guy.
Yeah.
It's always, you know.
Car people. You seem like you grew up as a car person.
I did. Yeah, my dad rebuilt a 41 Chevy, and he's rebuilding a 66 Nova right now.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, no, I grew up around old cars. My uncle rebuilt 55 Chevy, a couple 57 Chevys. Like, I was around cars. Yeah. Like, car shows were a thing, especially in, like, Southern California.
Yeah.
Like, drive-ins, stuff like that, and, or, you know, like, actual, like, full-on car shows.
Yeah.
I grew up going to those and swap meets and stuff like that. Yeah.
I rode in a lot of cars.
Yeah. A lot of hot rods, a lot of classics.
I consider myself a car guy. No, just a lot of cars. Just a lot of different cars.
A lot of vans.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we did have a conversion van.
Oh, we had the Astro van.
It was a tavern conversion van.
Ooh.
I don't even know why, but it just said Helvetia Tavern on the side. It was a big brown van. It had like a poker table. I'm pretty sure that it was just like my dad's excuse to buy the van so he could go like tailgate places in it.
I'm
drinking.
I'm behind this.
He's not a big outdoorsman, so I'm assuming, like, in his mind, he's like, this is how I'll go camping. We never took it for any of those purposes.
My parents have a fifth wheel, and they literally bought, that was the purpose behind it. It was like, that's how I'll go camping. And it's like a castle inside that thing.
Yeah, that's how I would like to go camping.
You know, I'm not a rough it kind of guy?
No.
I'm a glamper.
No. A little glamping?
No. I live on this credo here. Our ancestors built houses for a reason.
Fair.
They didn't like sleeping outside, and neither do I.
I kind of like the outdoors every now and then.
I like going to the outdoors. That's fine.
Even like
I just
camping,
like sleeping somewhere comfortable.
That's fair.
And I don't like being cold, if we're being honest.
That's my dad to a T. He can't handle the whole being cold thing. I can handle the cold. You can layer. I mean, sleeping bags nowadays, those negative chill sleeping bags, they're super expensive, but they will make you sweat up to, like, 20 below zero.
Well, and I'm telling you, the technology has changed so much from like when we were younger, where it was like either like a rickety cot that was very uncomfortable or just sleeping on the ground.
Air mattresses
are game changers.
I mean, they aren't the air mattresses you and I grew up with.
No, like, these are real ones.
Like Tempur-Pedic air mattresses that you can take camping.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry, what is this? And how do I get a hold of one?
Oh, man.
Is there a sponsor out there that wants to? I'll take one of those.
You sure can. All right.
I will sell out for air mattresses. Wait, what?
You sure will. Or real ones. Real ones, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A good night's sleep, there's nothing better than a good night's
sleep. No. Wife and I, that was the first, like, real thing we ever bought together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a sleep
number. Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Wow.
All right, we've got radio for you today. A lot of sport going on. We will unpack the NFL weekend because we had so much college football, obviously, with the way that Ducks and Beavs finished out. That took up a lot of time yesterday. And we barely touched the NFL, as we usually do on a Monday. So since we barely touched it yesterday, we're going to feel up the NFL today. And we're going to get to all of the NFL things that we did not get to from a day ago. A lot of meat left on the bone. We'll get to meat on the bone coming up at 1 o'clock. We have our worst day on the web is something that I absolutely love. We've already mentioned Hugh Freeze. He was introduced to Auburn today. And what's coming out of Auburn is quite hilarious because it's only one day, and this is going to be a story to follow with Hugh Freeze. And
zero Auburn days without nonsense.
Oh, my goodness. It's already a complete dumpster fire there. You like numbers.
Love numbers.
You're an analytics guy. That's such a stupid thing where everybody's just like, analytics, analytics. It's stats. But there is an analytic in the NFL that is ranking teams based on luck in the NFL.
Luck-adjusted ratings.
That's a very... We'll explain what that means, but it can kind of separate some of the contenders with pretenders across the NFL. We'll explain that to you today and dive a little deeper into that. Plus, we got the World Cup going on. America, damn right, America's up 1-0 over Iran in the World Cup. If the United States wins...
Win in advance.
They go on to the... Knockout round,
mm-hmm. Getting
knockout
through stage. The oh baby,
and so we'll have patriotism today throughout the
USA,
course of the show.
USA, USA, USA.
It's one of the greatest chants of all time.
It is. I heard somebody say it's kind of lame because it peters off after
a little bit.
But when it takes over the crowd, like when do you ever hear other crowds chanting like their countries?
No,
it doesn't work as well.
Like even Canada, Canada. Canada. I don't like that as much as USA. There's like some emphasis on
every letter.
Every letter in USA. Yeah.
That's how we work.
All right. I have a rating for us too. We have our film and television rating. D, double D, triple D.
What'd you see?
Started the show Wednesday on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. The Adams Family spin-off thing. Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, I've heard a couple.
It's really good.
A couple people say they like it.
I like it. I like it. We're just getting into it. We're only a few episodes in. I like where this is headed, though.
Okay.
I will give it triple D's.
Wow.
Triple D's. I will. I really like it. I think it's that good.
Okay.
Yeah. A single D is just Danny or Dusty would like it. Mm-hmm. Double D's is, we both would like it. Mm-hmm. Triple D's, everybody's involved.
Everybody's involved.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like triple D's?
I don't know. All right, let's take some inventory on the hometown team. That's where we'll start today. Blazers back in Moda. And it's not all rosy in Rip City. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Portland Trailblazers return home in Moda after a 1-3 four-game road trip where they saw losses to some of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, losses to the Bucks, to the Cavs, and to the Nets. Now they come back and they have the Los Angeles Clippers coming to town. Well,
some version of Los Angeles Clippers, at least.
Yeah, a version of them, not fully healthy.
No Kawhi Leonard, no Paul George, No John Wall.
Which all those three?
No Luke Kennard.
No Luke Kennard.
Three of those four are always hurt, it seems like, or out for various reasons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Things are going swimmingly for the Clippers.
The Blazers will be out without Damian Lillard still.
And we're close to getting an update on him. They said they're going to be reevaluated in 1 to 2 weeks, and that was almost a week ago, or that was over a week ago, that we heard about Damian Lillard and that calf injury. Now, aren't we close to the Gary Payton II too?
We should be getting an update, I would imagine, very soon on both. I don't want to say like bad news in the sense of Damian Lillard. But if you just saw Karl-Anthony Towns last night leave the game with a calf injury, He's going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks.
That's brutal. That's brutal, dude. As Gardner Minshew would say, and this is kind of what shouldn't have been the plan of attack with Dame, regardless. Or is it just like push it back, so not to cause any panic? Because when you hear 4 to 6 weeks for Karl-Anthony Towns, you go,
you're starting to get All-Star break. At that point.
But then, also, look at Damian Lillard. He's going to be out 4 weeks. 2 weeks, came back, played a week, and now he's out for another 2 weeks. And you're looking at, he's going to be out for 4 of the last 5 weeks.
In all reality, I think he's going to be out closer to a month for this.
See, but that's okay, because you'd rather him be back and come back healthy as opposed to strain that calf again because of what we know. And this was immediately when his first calf injury happened. You immediately go to when you hear calf strain, that means Achilles.
Yep.
And it's close to it. Doesn't mean that.
And his first calf strain was not the calf that gets attached to the Achilles. This calf strain is. It's a soleus. And that's what kind of makes you go, he didn't re-aggravate his calf. He injured his calf in another spot. And that's what makes the eyebrows raise. And the Blazers, they will not allow him to come back until he's good to go. And with the previous injury, I was told flat out he was fine. He was 100%. He was good to go. No lingering effects. Good to go.
GTG.
They actually held him out from a game that he wanted to play in.
He was pushing to get back into the lineup, and they said, no, we're going to go one more day because he had that long break. And look, it is what it is at this point. Keep him out until he's healthy, and that's the most important thing. As long as you don't get one of the dreaded, big injuries like an Achilles or a
hamstring or a calf tear. The things you don't want to hear are muscular injuries.
Yes.
You don't want those because James Harden fell off a cliff because he didn't manage his hamstring.
Yeah.
Chris Paul fell off a cliff and came back because he managed his hamstring injury.
Yeah, this is where, James Harden, the biggest criticism of him is how much he takes care of himself.
Or doesn't.
And cares about the game of basketball when he's not playing it. And so when he leaves the facility, he doesn't give a rip.
No.
That's not a concern with Dame. That you look more at Chris Paul than you do Damian Lillard and how he's going to take care of himself and try to get back on the floor. But without Dame, we knew that he wasn't going to be there for this game. This is a weird little trip to... You come 4-game road trip, you come back for one tonight against the Clippers, and then you go on the road tomorrow night, you play the Lakers, suck it, Lakers.
Which they lost on a last-second shot from Gonzaga's own Mr. Nembhard last night, blowing a 17-point fourth-quarter lead, which you'll love to see. But back to the Blazers taking on the Clippers. It's weirdly enough, the Clippers are 12-9, the Blazers are 11-9. But the Clippers have been going through this entire season so far, missing guys. Resting Kawhi, resting Paul George, resting John Wall, and now they're actually injured. And the thing is, they have a lot of dudes, so their depth has been able to bail them out.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point in time, this is going to catch up.
What is going to catch up
to the Clippers?
All of their injuries?
All the injuries. Yeah. It's going to catch up to them eventually. It's you can have all this depth, like. Covington is a guy who, Portland fans are well very familiar with, but he's not really playing for them, even with all of the injuries. Like, they're more theory than practice at this point.
That's not good.
It's a very, very strange situation.
Well, and tonight the Blazers, let's not act like they're a beacon of health, too. We just got done talking about Damian Lillard. Everybody else is kind of dinged and nicked up.
Only three guys on the injury report, but up and down this team, they are beat up.
That is alarming on a team that has not a lot of depth And we've talked about this is going to be what the downfall is. And you see it late in games right now. The amount that these guys have had to play and been pushed into early in the year, you see them getting gassed and gassed early. And that's going to be something that it will
like
be
Nurse,
the bugaboo.
Nurk's playing too many minutes.
It will be the bugaboo for the Blazers all season long.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it right now. Nurk should not be playing more than 26 minutes. He can't. And it's not a matter of him like being in shape, out of shape. Blah, blah, blah. He's just not a guy who can give you 30 minutes of production. It's just he's 7 foot, 300 pounds, and when he starts to kind of fall off the wagon with his energy, it's contagious.
Mm.
It's bad. It's just, you know, it is kind of what it is. But the problem is, as much as we love Eubanks and how hard he tries and everything.
Well, yeah, he's a Shaq of Troutdale. He's a local guy,
listen,
too.
Listen, we love it. But they go, their rim protection is bad with Yusuf Nurkic. It goes from bad to worse yeah. when Nurk leaves the floor. They are getting throttled at the rim.
Yeah, you can tell by watching the games.
I mean, it's just, and like whether he's out, everyone's like, well, if he's not out there, they're in trouble. I'm like, with him out there, they're in trouble. So they've got to find a way to figure something out, whether it's, a big part of this is being healthy.
Yeah.
Because you can't dial up the aggression. Like, you can't play aggressive trapping defenses like when you go small when you're playing seven guys.
Yeah.
Because you just don't have the juice. Mm-mm. Because right now, Jeremy Grant is being relied upon to be your defensive stopper and give you 25 a night.
And playing both ends of the floor is
nobody does it.
It's where you saw, that's why Kawhi Leonard was such a unicorn is because he could do it. And look at his.
It's like Kawhi and Giannis. Like those are the dudes who in the NBA who could like be legitimate defensive stoppers while carrying this massive offensive burden.
And that was the Jeremy Grant one. That's what happened in Milwaukee. That's exactly what happened in Milwaukee. Giannis was kept under wraps for the first half. And then that third quarter, you're like, Jeremy Grant, you could just kind of see him like, I can't pull both ends of the floor. And that's where 48 minutes is like, oh, boy.
Yeah, and then again, Giannis is inevitable. And when you have a guy who, you know, defensively you have to put so much coverage into, it's just not going to be there. And, you know, this Blazers team, the schedule has not been kind to them. They had that four-day break. But other than that, they've basically been playing basketball every other day for the past 2.5 weeks. And they are just beat up and tired.
We're only a couple of weeks away, though, from the spot in the schedule that we all kind of circled, which is where the death run finished.
Yep.
And it was after those two games against Minnesota.
They won't have Karl Anthony Towns now.
Yeah, it'll be back-to-back games against Minnesota on December 12th and December 10th. 10th and 12th.
Mm-hmm.
You have Minnesota in Moda Center, and after that, that's when it starts lightening up a little bit. You get San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, two against Oklahoma City, and it's not just this murderer's row that the Blazers are going to have to go through, because look, after tonight, you got the Clippers tonight, then you have the Lakers, then Utah again, Indiana, which just beat the Lakers, Denver, and then two games against Minnesota. This is a stretch that everybody looked at and said, at the beginning of the year, it's going to be a gauntlet. 11-9 right now. Hey, be thankful for 11-9 because they afforded themselves a lot at the beginning of the year. But this is the Blazers' reality. Mm-hmm. This is the reality that we were talking about. Like, hey, this isn't a 50-win team, but it goes from 41 wins to about 43 to 45, right? And you're sitting there and you go, that's okay because they afforded themselves a little bit of that at the beginning of the year.
And we all have just, no matter what happened, no matter what transpired, when they were playing well enough to get wins to start the season, everybody was very excited. I was downer Danny in the sense of, guys, a lot of these games, they feel good because you got wins.
Mm-hmm.
But they're coin tosses.
Yep.
Whether it's an overtime victory against the Suns where you were down, you know, five. Or you were down, what, eight with 3 minutes to go against the Lakers.
Feel so good to win.
But they feel great to win. Oh, man, I mean, like straight into the vein. Plug it up. You know what I mean? You love to see it. But at the same time, you just had stuff like things went your way.
Yes, they did.
You're not going to make excuses for them. And I think the process was good, which is why you put yourself in those positions to have those opportunities.
Yeah.
But now that they're banged up, that the margins are smaller, the margins are tighter, your opportunities are fewer because you're missing 30 points a night in Damian Lillard. You're missing another ball handler in Keon Johnson. You've got guys out there who are being put in positions where they shouldn't be necessarily on a night-to-night basis. And eventually you're going to get to a point where the stick's going to break.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much bend to it. And that's not a unique to the Blazers situation. That's just basketball. When you're playing 82 games, man, so how they get through the stretch basically leading up until Christmas, The goal has always been be above 500 by Christmas. And if you can get there, it doesn't matter how you get there.
Just get there.
Just get there.
Just get there. All right. So Blazers tonight, 7 o'clock. It'll be in Moda Center against the Clippers. Clippers without Paul
Everyone.
George, Kawhi Leonard, John Wall, and Luke Kennard. Wow.
Four or five starters.
Hey. But as the Blazers are without Damian Lillard and continue to be without Gary Payton II, you sit there and you go, hey, at least other teams are going through some S, too.
Yes, the Blazers are without three of their four primary ball handlers.
Yeah. And they're still playing hard.
Yeah.
Still playing hard. All right, 503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. An ultimatum has been given. Usually this works out really well for relationships. First is Rust with a World Cup Sports Center update.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
A little news right before the show started in the world of college football as the playoff has issued an ultimatum to the Rose Bowl this week.
Poop or get off the pot.
Yeah. It was reported yesterday by Nicole Auerbach of The Athletic that the Rose Bowl had countered a proposal from the college football playoff about the expansion of a 12-team playoff to start in the 2024 season. And in that it said, hey, we could have a resolution by the end of the week as to, you know, whether or not we're going to have the 12-team playoff by 2024 or whether it'll start at 2026 or not. And after that counter was given to the committee, now ESPN's Heather Dinich is reporting that the playoff has said, all right, look, Rose Bowl, we need to figure this bad boy out. Because if we want it to start in 2024, it all has to be agreed upon unanimously. Now, there's a lot of players. We've talked about just to get the from four teams to 12 teams, you had to get every conference and Notre Dame to all agree on the expansion of it, and the SEC was holding it up for so long. Remember that? That was a disaster.
Good times.
Now, there's even more players. You have to get all 10 conferences and the Notre Dame athletic director, Jack Swarbrick, to get on board. Then you had to get ESPN, which has the exclusive rights to the college football playoff, to get on board, to offering it up to Fox and NBC as part of a bidding process. Like, that seems like a major hurdle, is ESPN going, okay, we'll allow everybody else to have a piece of this action, even though we have the exclusive rights for three more years. ESPN was even like, oh, yeah, we'll make a lot more money off of this.
Okay? Kind of lets you know where everything's at.
They got on board, and then you had to get all of the bowls to agree on it, too, the New Year's Six Bowls, okay? So that is your Rose Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Peach Bowl, Sugar Bowl, and Orange Bowl. Okay, you need to get all six of those bowls to agree to move everything forward, agree to a new calendar, and we know what the calendar is, where apparently they haven't unveiled it yet, but we don't know the exact dates of it all, but you would have the round of 12, air quotes, because four teams that had first round buys are played on campus, so you have four games on campuses. And if you were to go off of just like the rankings that we have right now in the college football playoff, well, I guess they're going to be updated
just tonight,
today.
Yeah,
but I mean, you would have like 112 heading into, or we'll go with the AP top 25. How about that?
There you go.
112 or one Georgia, two Michigan, three TCU, four USC would all get byes. You would have number 5 Ohio State hosting number 12 Utah, number 6 Alabama hosting number 11 LSU, which they would probably flip flop LSU and Utah. You would have Clemson going to Tennessee, and then Washington going to Penn State.
All those games sound great.
Sign me up.
Yes.
I'm in. I am in.
You get cross-conference matchups across the board.
Yeah. And so those five would be on campus in those places.
Oh, God. UW at Penn State.
And LSU having to go to Ohio State in December.
Oh, God.
That would be... That'd be fantastic.
Tennessee, Clemson, the Battle of the Orange?
Yeah. That would be great.
Oh, my. Like, these, how we didn't get here to begin with is just the dumbest thing possible.
But after that, it would go to the New Year's Six Bowls, then are in rotation to host the next four. So you have the next four games are going to be in, you know, for example, like if the semifinals are going to be the Peach Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, okay, then the Fiesta, Rose, Orange, and Cotton, they will all host semifinal games.
Yes.
All makes sense, okay? And then you have the semifinals are the Peach and the Sugar, and then the championship game is at a different location.
Yes.
Just like what we have now. Everybody has agreed.
Except
the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
The Rose Bowl is the one thing standing between the playoffs starting in 2024 and now, because the Rose Bowl wants two things. January 1st and 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two things that they want, and they will not budge on them. They want to be
what,
on.
It's what they are. They're the January 1st midday bowl game, and they have been since their existence.
And here's the difficult part, is that the Rose Bowl literally can hang all of this up, and we won't have a 12-team playoff until 2026. And they'll bump it back by 2 years. That can't happen. That's why this ultimatum is here, is that the host cities apparently are saying, hey, if we're going to get this done, we need to start moving
on this. We need time on this now.
Now, to make sure that we get it all done. Well, the one thing that they've worked into next negotiations is that it doesn't have to be unanimous anymore, because they don't want to be held up on any changes moving forward by something like this. What I truly don't get is why the Rose Bowl can't say, all right, then if we're out of the rotation and we don't host that game on, you know, in the semifinal game has to be a week later, why don't you just still play a Big Ten Pac-12 game on January 1st at 2 p.m. and then have your semifinal too? What would anybody not agree to that?
No.
And just say, okay, fine, Rose Bowl, go and play your game at 2 o'clock on January 1st. And it could be a Pac-12 and a Big Ten team, like it always has, and the tradition that you want. And then we can still have the playoffs.
It's a double Rose Bowl.
Either that, or you just aren't going to be a part of it. But Vegas Bowl, you're in. Rose Bowl, you're out.
And if you don't think another bowl would be willing to take that spot, you were out of your bleeping mind.
And that sucks, though, because the Rose Bowl should be on the grander stage.
Yes, it's the granddaddy of them all.
It should be kind of on this pedestal and platform, but it shouldn't hold back the entire sport of college football.
No, they can't hold them hostage.
Yeah, and that's the thing, that why they have the ultimatum. The number behind why they want it all so quickly.
Uh-huh.
Do you know how much college football playoff it would miss out on?
In those 2 years?
If they started in 2026 and not 2024?
I would, just guessing, I'd say $1.5 billion.
Nah, it's significantly lower than that in two years. It's $450 million that they would lose over
Years. I would have figured that would have been double that each year. I would have figured it would have been like $800 million each year. That's why I was going off of.
No. I mean, when you think of it in these terms, it's not. They already have, you know, you have your two semifinals and then your one. All you're adding is four more games to it, you know?
But that's
A
lot of revenue.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You're adding
eight more games.
Six more games.
No, six.
More games.
Which,
that's a lot.
That's like you're doubling.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. But, I mean, that's a.
I'd want to see how those numbers actually shake out, because I have a hard time believing that's all the money. I have a hard time believing there's too much bleeping money in this stuff now. I don't believe that's correct.
I want to know why they want to put a big number out, because that ups the urgency.
Certainly, but you know? I just feel like they're making more than that. There's just schools are giving like $1 million for regular season games.
Yeah.
You're telling me a New Year's bowl game with 30 million plus people watching is not getting, you know, $40, $50 million a piece? Like, I don't know.
Ooh, I have a slight amendment to what our matchups would be. It would not be Utah. Utah would be out in this scenario because you have the highest ranked non-Power 5, too.
Oh, you had to pull the one. Yeah.
It'd be Tulane. Go Green Wave.
Oh, no.
Which Green Wave.
Which would be a fun story, but that doesn't...
They would go to the Shoe and play Ohio State.
No, that'd be a bloodbath.
Yeah, it would be. Wait, are you saying Tulane would win because you don't like Ohio State?
Well, I mean, possibly. No, I mean, Ohio State would absolutely, right. as soft and fraudulent as they are, they would still.
Fraudulent. Here's the deal, though. We, according to the reports, tomorrow is when the ultimatum is the Rose Bowl has got to make a decision. We could hear by the end of the day the Rose Bowl could green light this thing.
They're going. And like, there's too much money on the line. They're not. They're going to figure it out.
And here's one of the things. Yesterday there was a report that they wanted to be guaranteed two of the semifinal berths. So so it's a three-year rotation, mm-hmm. right? They wanted to be guaranteed their semifinals 2 years.
Two of the 3 years.
Yeah. And I don't know how or why.
Ask for the world.
Because they want that New Year's Day still. Yeah. They want that New Year's Day.
So that's the thing that you give up. So instead of getting the guaranteed two of the three, you get the New Year's Day instead.
Man, I love it. I'm here for it. So there's a little college football playoff update for you as we get in. All right, let's get to, by the time we get back, this bad boy will be final. Is Team USA going to the knockout round, or is my patriotism going to be put on the back burner? Danny and Dusty on the Fan. Turn around, look at what you see.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Text at 503-250-1080. This is a great one. And with engineering back in the room with Jeff Rust right now, it's a perfect time to read it, even though they have no control over this one. It says, I love how I was listening to you guys through the Bluetooth. I put the headphones away and went to a meeting. I checked a text message, but I hadn't closed out the Odyssey app. And for about 5 seconds, you guys were blasting out loud to everyone. Thanks, Odyssey app. It never works, but decided to then.
Love it.
Our engineers have nothing to do with that, but they're back there with Rust right now. And I love that. Is that... He just goes and, hey, I hope the meeting enjoyed a little Rose Bowl conversation in there.
Perfect.
Or Blazers in there. You know, it is what it is. Right now, Team USA is in the 91st minute against Iran in the World Cup Group B. A win, and the Americans go to the knockout round. They up 1-0 right now. 1-0. And I don't know how much. Oh, we got 9 minutes of stoppage. What happened in the second half?
Good Lord. This didn't happen in the England game, remember?
Yeah.
In the Wales game, it was 9 minutes. In England, it was four.
Nine times.
Oh, man. Wow. And Captain America, he has the only goal for Team USA in this, and he took a shot to the giblets. And
yeah,
I think every man watching that just went, oh, I feel that pain. And you knew it was a real soccer injury because he scored a goal, and every soccer player likes to do their knee slide after they score a goal. And he didn't even do that. He was down for a few minutes.
Yeah, no, that's how you knew he was took one right in the junk.
Now, I have a question about soccer, and with this, they've got 9 minutes now. They got to hold on to this bad boy. Ooh, and they almost gave up a goal.
That was a threatening cross.
Actually, I don't even want to bring this up until this game is over. I'm not gonna do it because I don't want to be a jinxer.
You don't want to be a jinxer?
You better not.
I won't.
I like where your head's at.
But right now they're up 1-0. Out of the, we can do a quick Qatar World Cup update here. Because it's going about as well as you possibly could. Not just the international incident between Team USA and Iran on social media, where then like American players were taking the heat from the
Iranian media.
Yeah, which is a whole other deal.
I know we have a problem in our country in Iran right now where they're actually snuffing out and killing. Mm-hmm. Civilians, but yeah. Did you know that racism exists in America, yeah, Mr. Tyler Adams?
They did the whatabouts, yeah. And Tyler Adams, American players, like, yeah, it's not great. We're working on it.
Yeah.
We're trying. But then we had a Qatari official today after saying, like, barely anybody had died in the construction.
It was
of
six
the
or seven people. Now the
and then it went up to like 16 or 17, I think, is what they said. It has ballooned to 400 or 500,
which means the actual total of 6,000 to 7,000 that's been discussed over and over and over.
6,000 to 7,000.
Yeah.
Now, here's my question: we're just ballparking deaths here, like 400 or 500, like somewhere in there.
That it ballooned from the teens to 500 lets you know just how egregious
they weren't keeping a tally there.
I mean, there were literally hundreds and thousands of people dying like hotcakes, and they just kind of plowed over them.
And again, out of their playbook of you know the Qatari government, just like when they pulled the rug out under beer sales.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's there and it's already going on, and nobody's going to do anything, they're like, yeah, okay, now we'll tell you.
Huh.
But then we had this, because reporting on the World Cup is also not as easy as they would like it to be on reporters. Sky News, they do this for the F1 races. I don't know who the guy who does those F1 races. You know the guy who walks
into the pits? Yeah, he's fantastic.
He walks into the pits and just randomly interviews people, like celebrities and stuff, and he gets stiff-armed all the time. He did an interview with Paolo Banchero and thought it was Patrick Mahomes at the Miami one, which was hilarious. They have a Sky News reporter who is essentially doing the same thing at an inopportune time. This is the Sky News reporter after the Iran versus Wales match where, now mind you, this was like one of the upsets of the World Cup so far, not just Saudi Arabia over Argentina or Japan over Germany. Also, Iran over Wales was a big upset.
Yes.
And this is the guy interviewing the Welsh fans.
Guys, sorry, you're live on Sky News. Your reaction to the win?
We lost.
Sorry, reaction to the loss. And apologies. Reaction to the loss. Apologies for the language.
He doesn't know what the score is. He's just walking by, and he sees these Welsh fans like, hey, thoughts on the win? We lost. Apologies. Thoughts on the loss? It was blank. He's on live TV. Gotta love it.
Who was it?
Absolute S.
I want to say, I think it was at New Orleans, like 2 weeks ago. It was either after a Saints game or after a Pelicans game. There was a female reporter who went live, and this will happen from time to time. And asked Dado what you thought of the game. It's a fan. And this fan, I wouldn't have put a mic in front of this person.
Yeah.
You learn. I think she was a younger reporter. And it was essentially a we bleepity bleepity bleepy bleep on live TV. And it was the look on her face. She just pulls the mic back and just, okay then, back to you. And it's like, that's live TV, ladies and gentlemen.
I was like the Astros fan after the World Series when the reporter asked about the haters, and he goes, F them.
Yes.
Just right on TV. Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Crystal clear. All right. Now that I didn't realize it, but 9 minutes on the stoppage time, we've got 4 more minutes of stoppage time here. And this thing is continuing. We'll give you Jeff Rust is going to have an update here in a few minutes. They're probably not going to be done with this game by then either. But we will give you a final on Team USA versus Iran. They are in stoppage time. It is the 97th minute. They've added 9 minutes of action. This is a big one for Team USA, a pivot moment for USA soccer. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.